We must and we will stay the course on the goals of the European Green Deal.
Ms. von der Leyen, you are corrupt down to the last fiber. It's too late now.
You didn't keep up appearances, not even cutting one commissioner. This is the Europe I love, and this is the Europe my commission will always be devoted to.
Socialists and popular are the face of the same coin. It is the currency of climate fanaticism, CO2 emission rights, censorship in social networks, persecution of dissent, massive layoffs.
Do you want to know the most undemocratic and unlawful institution in the European Union? It's the new European Commission, once again led by Ursula von der Leyen. Who do you serve, Mrs. Ursula? Who's your master?
Fighting for freedom connects us as Europeans, our past and our present, our nations and our generations.
My question to you, Conservatives, is why are you acting as therapists for the Social Democrats? Why not work together with us on the right to lessen bureaucracy and enhance competitiveness?
And this is why we will put forward the Clean Industrial Deal within the first 100 days of this mandate.
You are responsible for each company that closes, for every illegal immigrant or fake refugee that attacks a church, carries out an anti-Semitic violent riot, or sets fire to a flag of Spain, France, or Germany.
This dialogue and its follow-up will be under my leadership.
Women and children are victims of immigrants, whom you pay for hotels and benefits with our money. You chose someone for the immigration commissioner role who has no clue about the job they'll be doing.
Our defense spending must increase. We need a single market for defense. We need to strengthen the defense industrial base. We need to improve our military mobility. And we need common European projects on defense.
And what do we get? You! Thank you very much, Mrs. von der Leyen. The wrecking ball that mercilessly tears down everything that has made the European people strong. Donald Trump introduces his new cabinet. Highly competent patriots, determined to make America great again, determined to make politics for the people again. And what do we get? You! Thank you very much, Mrs. von der Leyen. The wrecking ball that mercilessly tears down everything that has made the European people strong. I want a Europe that is strongly sovereign and successful. A Europe of success. A Europe of freedom, democracy and the rule of law. With you, we won't get any of it. Mrs. von der Leyen, you alone are already quite troubling, but the aspiring commissioners you've gathered are a complete wrecking crew when it comes to freedom, democracy and the rule of law. Ms. von der Leyen, why don't you first give an account of your unspeakable mRNA vaccine supply contracts? Otherwise, you can stick your proposal for the commissioners in your hat. My faction will not support it. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to call you corrupt. Otherwise, they'll cut off my microphone again. But so be it. Ms. von der Leyen, you are corrupt down to the last fiber. It's too late now.
Thank you very much.
Ms. von der Leyen, this committee is fatally wounded. For the Spaniards, this commission has been sealed on the death that rode the overflowing riverbeds in Valencia. We had the opportunity to take the von der Leyen commission in two by saying no to Rivera, but you have preferred dishonor, compromise, and indignity. Socialists and popular are the face of the same coin. It is the currency of climate fanaticism, CO2 emission rights, censorship in social networks, persecution of dissent, massive layoffs, unfair trade agreements, financial economics over the real economy. It is the currency that destroys landscapes by placing solar panel farms and wind turbines where man once stood, the one that dismantles dams and lets nature grow wild, destroying everything it finds. You are responsible for each company that closes, for every illegal immigrant or fake refugee that attacks a church, carries out an anti-Semitic violent riot, or sets fire to a flag of Spain, France, or Germany. You are the sludge commission, and you are in charge. Thank you.
Do you want to know the most undemocratic and unlawful institution in the European Union? It's the new European Commission, once again led by Ursula von der Leyen. Who do you serve, Mrs. Ursula? Who's your master? Globalists, Chinese lobbyists, or large corporations? One thing is clear, they are not Europeans, and they are not Poles. The Europe you are creating is a continent of hypocrisy and suffering for ordinary people, with huge energy prices and a ban on cars in cities. Women and children are victims of immigrants, whom you pay for hotels and benefits with our money. You chose someone for the immigration commissioner role who has no clue about the job they'll be doing. I see the commission's makeup and witness Eurocommunism in its worst form, green insanity, no competitiveness, and the ruin of farming via a Mercosur agreement. They are robbing us of our national identity. This will end in disaster. Rather than achieving zero emissions, we will face zero economic growth. Paper straws and bottle caps. This is your vision for Europe. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Now that voters are turning away from Europe, we can observe the five stages of grief playing out. Denial. When we decided to back the opposition in Venezuela, the Social Democrats walked away from the talks. Anger. That group was displeased when we implemented realism in climate policy. Now we see talks. Now the Social Democrats want to make a deal with the Conservatives to avoid facing the consequences of the voters' judgment. My question to you, Conservatives, is why are you acting as therapists for the Social Democrats? Why not work together with us on the right to lessen bureaucracy and enhance competitiveness? Introduce a realistic climate policy that expands nuclear power, secures borders and repatriates illegal migrants. Leverage the right-wing majority. Currently, the political directives to the Commission reflect a continuation of the same approach. And this is not pro-European. It is pro-stagnation, or as Ms. von der Leyen herself says, managing the decline. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, in the direction of the left, the Greens, the Marxists, the Leninists, whatever is crawling around with you. I can't tolerate your categorization of my political group as extremist anymore when you should know we are not. They were the ones who sang Bella Ciao. They are the ones who have a violent offender in their ranks who attacked people with a hammer. Here we stand for democracy and the rule of law, and that's what you write in your logbook. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not allied ourselves with Ms. von der Leyen and her commission. We reject this commission. Definitely not a single no, but a triple no, even a quintuple no. Because this commission stands for mass migration, it stands for deprivation of liberty, it stands for warmongering, it stands for deindustrialization and the decline of Europe. And I would like to mention, the European treaty standardized that there should be 18 commissioners, and only with the unanimity of the council can they have this broadband, this 18 commissioners to 27. Completely unnecessary at a time when we have economic problems. They could have saved funds, they could have deregulated, they could have omitted their commissioners from irrelevant departments and allocated that money for European citizens. That would be the right way. What you are doing is the wrong way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Today, the word mentioned most frequently in your speeches, it was competitiveness, and quite rightly so, because the European Union in recent years, among other things under your leadership, it has dramatically lost its competitiveness to our rivals around the globe. As we read in the report by Mario Draghi, which you also presented, one of the main reasons for the loss of this competitiveness is the fact that, I quote, currently retail electricity prices, particularly for industrial sectors, are 2 to 3 times higher than those in the USA and China. So among the highest in the world. The main reason for such high energy prices is the insane, I do not hesitate to use the word, insane plan of the Green Deal. What do you conclude from this? You told us today that not only will you not turn back from the path that leads the European Union's economy toward disaster, however, since you require a voice in the Green faction, over the next few years, we will essentially see more of the same. Meanwhile, in the last European elections, voters clearly called for change. Unfortunately, in today's speech, you proved you are deaf to the citizens' voice. None of us questions that actions for environmental protection are necessary, but the only effect of the current climate policy that EU citizens experience is higher energy, more expensive cars, higher heating, and more expensive food. We heard nothing today about withdrawing from the dangerous, harmful migration pact. Instead, for months, we've heard about attempts to introduce a trade agreement with Mercosur, which will be a brutal blow to European agriculture. While the current European Commission has many capable candidates, such as Mr. Fitto, Ms. Kallas, and Mr. Kubilius, there is no indication that this misguided and damaging policy of the European Commission as a whole is about to change in any way. There can be no consent from us, which is why, as the Law and Justice delegation in the European Parliament, we will vote against this Commission today.
You plotted behind closed doors, making us mere spectators in a staged game. The hearing feels like a cheap act, with you as bad actors in a poorly done play. You didn't keep up appearances, not even cutting one commissioner. There are appointments from the same governments, like the Greek commissioner Tsitsikostas in the transport portfolio, with which the committee chair is repaying the hospitality of Mr. Mitsotakis in Hania. For the Greek government to convene the scandal of the rail crime of 57 young people in the Thames in 2023, and at a European level, those who support this sadly become their accomplices. As a trade unionist, I find the absence of a portfolio exclusively for work challenging and unacceptable. This shows that social policy is being sidelined and that the working class will face greater blows to its rights. Colleagues, I will vote against this theater, but I will continue to fight for a Europe of values, transparency, and democracy, of peace, humanitarianism, and culture. Thanks.
Chair, Commission Chair, colleagues, today I want to express my concern about the state of the nomination process for the members of the European Commission, which undermines the credibility of our union. What was meant to be a model of transparency and meritocracy has become a political theater. This politicization damages citizens' confidence in our institutions. On the other hand, the policies pursued by the previous and current Commission, this deeply concerns and unsettles us. A Green Deal that is turning more and more into a black deal with consequences that cannot be accepted. On the other hand, freedom, granted to immigration without any control, worries all the European states and the citizens of Europe and worries all the societies that are to be destroyed by our immigration. In conclusion, I wish to say something, Madam President. We stand for freedom and against totalitarianism, and that is what drives us and makes us fight. Thank you very much.
Fighting for freedom connects us as Europeans, our past and our present, our nations and our generations. And for me, this is the raison d'être of our union, and it remains the driving force more than ever today. This is the Europe I love, and this is the Europe my Commission will always be devoted to. Honourable members, you have scrutinised every member of this college in the last week. You have tested their fitness for the jobs they will serve. I know this was not easy, but overcoming divisions and forging compromises is the hallmark of a vivid democracy. And my message today is, we want to work with you in that spirit. Our freedom and sovereignty depend more than ever on our economic strength. Our security depends on our ability to compete, to innovate, and to produce. And our social model depends on a growing economy while facing demographic change. The first major initiative of the new Commission will be a competitiveness compass. This will be the frame for our work for the rest of the term. The compass will be built on three pillars from the Draghi report. First, closing the innovation gap with the United States and China. Second, a joint plan for decarbonization and competitiveness. And third, increasing security and reducing dependencies. We must and we will stay the course on the goals of the European Green Deal. But if we want to be successful in this transition, we must be more agile and better accompany people and business along the way. And we need to play on our traditional strengths, our industries, our SMEs, our innovators, our workers. And this is why we will put forward the Clean Industrial Deal within the first 100 days of this mandate. We will put research and innovation, science and technology at the heart of our economy. We will invest more, we will focus better, and we will ensure that our small companies, our startups and scale-ups can thrive in Europe. I have decided to convene a strategic dialogue on the future of the car industry in Europe. This dialogue and its follow-up will be under my leadership. We will bring together all stakeholders around the table to listen to each other and to design solutions together as this industry goes through a deep and very disruptive transition. War, conflict, and human suffering continue unabated in our neighborhood, from Ukraine to the Middle East to parts of Africa. Europe must play a stronger role in all of these areas. And we must be ready for what lies ahead, working hand in hand with NATO. Just one figure. Russia is spending up to 9% of its GDP for defense. Europe is spending on average 1.9%. There's something wrong in this equation. Our defense spending must increase. We need a single market for defense. We need to strengthen the defense industrial base. We need to improve our military mobility. And we need common European projects on defense. We want Ukraine as part of our European Union. So we will stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes. We will get ready with the reforms that we need on our side. And we will support these countries every step of the way on their merits-based process until they are ready to join our union. Housing was one of the biggest issues for Europeans at the last election. It comes up time and again as the biggest concern for so many families. We need to tackle the housing crisis head on. Farmers and fishers give us the highest quality food in the world. They bear the brunt of climate change more than anybody, and they deserve a level playing field and their hard work to be rewarded. We must ensure that our farmers and fishers have a fair and sufficient income, and that they have the right incentives to help protect our nature. I promised an approach to migration that is both fair and firm, that guarantees sovereignty and solidarity, with stricter rules, but also guarantees for individual rights. And we will work on opening up legal pathways. This approach is now at the core of the Pact for Migration and Asylum. In this house of European democracy, at the heart of a free Europe, asking you for your trust in this team, asking you to choose a stronger and a more united Europe, asking you to choose a future of freedom for Europe. That path has never been the easiest one, but together we know we can do it. So let's get to work. Long live Europe, vive l'Europe, es lebe Europa. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.